You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, man, Trae Young is now in D.C. He's going to wear number 3. Initially, we thought it was going to be 11, but he's got the video, and they posted the Wizards have, that it's going to be a gold and black with a 3, and that's Trae's number. He does the open letter on his Trae Young, the Trae Young on Twitter. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord," from Jeremiah 29:11. And he says, "Never thought I'd be typing this," you know? And you and I were reading this earlier. What do you think of it? "Last few years weren't how I wanted them to be. Expectations that we created for ourselves, reaching heights that Atlanta has never reached before." No problem with that, right?
Nope, not at all.
"Bringing a championship to Atlanta was always my goal." Okay, no problem there. However, between the injuries, the setbacks, and situations that didn't make sense,
we didn't play defense.
We never truly got to see our full potential. Okay, wobbling a little bit, but I'm still with him so far They did some really stupid stuff that wasn't his fault. But he did, and he was complicit in the stupid idea of you bring Murray in, Trae had to buy in and play without the ball. Trae, the whole idea, let me walk you back on this, because some guys, you had a mean offer, Trae. Just some of you guys got amnesia on this stuff. When Trae and the Heat played, and the Heat shut Trae down, and we got beaten 5.
Yes.
Remember DeAndre Hunter had that monster night, probably his best game as a Hawk?
Yep.
And now all of a sudden the brain trust or whatever wrestler's kid goes, "Well, that's it. Trae will be just a 3-point shooter. And we'll have another guy bring the ball up." Right? That was
the key, yes.
So Nate flies to Oklahoma City, talks to Trae. "You down with this?"
"Sure."
"Are you down with it?"
"Yeah."
"And okay." And they went ahead with it.
"Like your Trae."
And they gave state your source. And then they gave 3 number ones. And as we said, Schlenk's like, "That's the stupidest thing. You're fired." Well, they decided to part ways with Schlenk.
That's correct.
All of that. So the architect.
All of that is accurate.
All of that is accurate. So that would jibe with what Trae just wrote in that sentence right there.
Yes. Basically saying the organization failed him is what he's saying.
"The city that raised me and taught me so much will be a chapter in this story." No problem there. Trae was a little aloof as a younger player, but young guys in the NBA, they're all like that. And then Trae reached out and got more involved in the community, and that's great. No arguments there. However. 2 howevers. That's never good when you got 2 howevers.
No, it's not. It's like, with all due respect.
You know you're going to be disrespected.
Correct.
Carl can tell you, I am the master of with all due respect.
With all due respect.
I've used "with all due respect" a few times, and I've lost about 8 days of paychecks on that. True story. Day-Day. I prefaced those comments I made to parts of management with all due respect.
With all due respect.
And then Mike got to play a lot of extra golf.
Then let me like, "Mike, no!"
Yeah, and not get paid while I was doing it. However, the pain of staying the same eventually outweighed the uncertainty of change. Change is often met with fear, but I see it as another opportunity. Okay, that's cool. Mission statement, right? Mm-hmm. Cool with that.
Yeah.
I'm walking into this next chapter ecstatic with my head high, my eyes forward. It's time to see what's possible when the support is real.
Uh-oh.
And the vision is clear. We move. Trae Young.
Yeah, look.
Arthur Blank had a problem with the team's vision. Hawks got a vision issue.
Well, obviously, according to Trae, they do.
We got to get some glasses for these teams, Carl.
Here's the deal. Where is the thank you to the fans?
What? The what?
The thank you to the fans. The thank you to the people who defended me through all this BS, okay, that I was going through when people were clowning and criticizing me throughout the league. Where is the thank you to the Hawks fans who put up with this BS throughout your tenure? Where is that, Mike?
Went to bat for it. That's not in there.
That's not in there.
Because Trey's a selfish guy. Look, you can be selfish and still be a great player. Two things. I think we have set.
This is why I don't like this guy.
We've set the world record for how many times you can say two things can be true. I mean, look, there's a lot of guys. I'm selfish. We're all selfish. Trey's selfish, you know, to a degree, some more than others. But that's great. But you're right. I mean, whoever, and I would imagine Trae and his people came up with this. Give a thank you. Thank you so much to the Hawks fans for having my back all these years.
You can talk to somebody else about it. That's all I got to say about it.
Yeah, because we're outside, guys. That was our buddy Zach Klein yesterday.
We were, by the way,
talking to him about that.
If Trae is not there when he's got an injury in the New York press, it would be a page one story.
Of course it would
be. But, you know, getting one tough question becomes a, you know, you got to insult Zach and call him out.
No,
you know?
It was ridiculous. And that was one of many. Here's my issue. Here's my issue.
Lay it on me, man.
This could have been so much more if he simply let all of that go and said, Atlanta, correct, take the high ground. Atlanta, what an incredible journey. You drafted me when teams looked upon me as a small guard that would fail in this league, and you took a chance, and I am so grateful. Blah, 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 blah. Take the high ground. But, Mike, he was intent on letting everybody know, hey, one me, franchise let me down. I didn't have a support. And when you say that, it also takes a shot at us, as if the fan base didn't give you what you needed to back you. This is my problem with Trae Young.
So I'm going to drop a little theory for you guys here. Trae left the floor when the trade was announced, or after the trade was announced, and he came back on. And he was getting props from everybody, you know, DC Young Fly, his teammates and whatnot. But the fans didn't really, like, give him that standing
ovation. Maybe, but it's Atlanta. Everybody's busy doing their thing. Are they even aware of the moment?
Maybe not. Maybe so. But maybe he walks back out and he thinks that, like, hey, maybe I can get some props right now. Maybe I'll get an applause. Maybe I'll get some support.
When your ass comes back, you will.
He'll get the video when he comes back. But I think in that moment, maybe he was looking for something else, too, in that moment, and he didn't get it.
I'm reading Luca's letter to Dallas. Now, you remember, he gets completely blindsided. Trae and his camp had 2 weeks to know this was coming.
Much more sincere.
So, 7 years ago, I come here as a teenager to pursue my dream of playing basketball at the highest level.
See what I mean? Just the start of it.
I thought I'd spend my career here. And because I love Texas barbecue and really, what? No, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. I was going to say that's not in there.
I thought I'd spend career here. I wanted so badly to bring you a championship. The love and support you all have given me is more than I could ever have dreamed of.
Imagine that. He's thanking the Mavs fans.
For a young kid from Slovenia coming to U.S. for first time, you made North Texas feel like home.
Oh, really?
In good times and bad. From injuries to NBA finals, your support never changed.
Really?
Thank you. I said thank you for not only sharing my joy in our best moments, but also for lifting me up when I needed it most.
Okay. You follow me? That's a completely
Dallas is a special place, and the Mavs are special fans. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Where was that?
And by the way, are you going to finish that?
Ironically,
that's all I'm saying.
And ironically, his dad kind of had, like, he didn't put out a thankful, but he was like just kind of responding to people saying stuff. And
yeah,
he was
but
like,
you're
man,
a grown man, dog. You don't need your dad answering questions for you. Yeah,
that's true. But I'm just saying, how terrible is it that your dad is saying, oh, thank you so much. Y'all embraced us. Y'all changed our lives. Like, this is what Rayford is saying.
Well, Ray should have written Trae's goodbye letter.
Correct. And look, I know some of y'all are thinking like, man, you're Dukes, here you go again. No.
But just compare. Here's two stars. They came in the league together. They are intrinsically linked. For those in ball ground, look up intrinsically. But these guys are they're together, and both guys are not on the same teams that drafted them.
I think I got that on my motorcycle, Mike.
And then we're comparing and contrasting. Trey makes it all about himself, and Luka made it all about the fans.
That's correct. That's my – and I'm sorry, I'm talking like Stephen A. today, but that's my issue. Right. It is. And for me, this is a moment where, you know what, you're leaving – leave and make this right on your end simply by doing the right thing. And I just felt like that letter was snarky. I thought it was a little bit of a poke here and a poke there. And Mike, as right. I'm walking out, yeah, I'm a jerk. That's how it felt. And I'm not, look, we just talked about this yesterday. And I'm not going to strain my voice over this crap. But the bottom line is we supported the hell out of this dude, man.
Right.
We wanted nothing but the best for him. And so with that said, does it change anything? No. He still made a lot of threes, had some amazing moments, had some milestones he set here. But this is why when we hear Patrick Beverley say, nobody wants to go there and play with you. Nobody wants to go to Atlanta. This is the kind of thing. Like, is this the kind of guy you were in the locker room day in and day out? How did you treat your teammates?
State your source.
I'm just saying. And then you leave.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
And the city's like, damn, y'all really traded Trey? And you're like, yeah, let me take these shots on the way out instead of saying just thank you, y'all.
Right. I mean, there's two ways you could do it. I mean, you could throw in the snark, but you could still finish with a flourish for the fans. But
And if you want to take a shot at the organization, fine. But clarity.
Right.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology, Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.